All right. So this is one of our crazy episodes, the Let's Remake a Movie Cutting Room Floor Edition. This is all the crap that we haven't done yet, maybe won't ever do, and maybe isn't good enough to do, that we're just going to riff on for a while, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes. This is very much less organized, but it's going to be fun.
We have an organization system? Less organized than what?
I was going to say, it's very random now what we do.
Okay, yeah. So we do have the shareable document and all of the crap that we have, but I think it would be really fun. Some of the things that we haven't done yet that I want to do in the future, but I don't know what the hell we could pair them with. And I know, I think we've talked about this one before, but I want to someday, if we've done this already, but I was too drunk to remember, please let me know. I want to pair something with Jurassic Park. So like, if we're going to pair something with Jurassic Park, it has to be something crazy, like with animals or people, or like, I don't want to do like zombie Jurassic Park, because that is just an epic movie.
Yeah, that's just kind of lazy. I almost feel like you could have Jurassic Park, but like the people, but it's like Ron Swanson and Leslie Knope are the Sam Neill and Laura
Dern characters. Jurassic Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I want to say we discussed that at one point.
We probably did, but not on record. So we can be, I feel like that could work. You could have, who would be the Jeff Goldblum character in that instance? Who says that you didn't stop to think whether you should? Ben?
Maybe Ben. Yeah, maybe Ben. That seems like a Ben role.
I think he's the only, like, one of few characters who's, like, sane enough to do that.
Yeah. I picture Chris Traeger, Rob Lowe's character, as the John Hammond, because he seems very idealistic and ambitious, but also, like, couldn't be told no.
Yeah, and of course we'd have to have Chris Pratt in there as like the tying force between the two.
That's right, because he's in the Jurassic World.
Yeah,
he's actually in the Jurassic Park universe, and they have the characters from the original movies in that, so he could be the one that, like, he's the nexus at which all this connects. So
if you're a fan, get in the comments and tell us, you know, which one of these crazy ideas we should totally do next.
And also, this will get Chris Pratt some more money, and that's
right. Nice.
Yeah,
okay, so the epics of our time that we have not mashed up with that. I feel that there are epics, and I know, Connor, you're like waiting with bated breath for this too. The things that are so big, like when we pair them with something, it has to be epic as fuck. What's an example?
I mean, I feel like if we mash up Top Gun, it's got to be like perfect, because Top Gun is so epic. Like, what can we do that's satisfying?
Okay, so Top Gun deals with like military and pilots and you know, guys apparently playing volleyball on the beach shirtless and stuff. So
it's not, but it's extremely gay.
So it has to be Brokeback Mountain, is what we're getting at.
Oh my god!
You cannot convince me that wouldn't be a beautiful love story.
That's true.
Quentin Tarantino. There's actually a movie that Quentin Tarantino had a cameo in. He didn't write or direct it, but he talks about how Top Gun is about a man coming to terms with his own sexuality.
I just can't quit you, Goose.
Iceman and Maverick is a love story for the ages.
Yeah. Have you seen the way Val Kilmer looks at Tom Cruise? That's sexual tension, ladies. Yeah. Pay attention.
There's way more sexual.
You see that man's lips these days? They can only be described as pillowy.
See, now, I was going to say, I feel just as dedicated as you do to Top Gun with Die Hard. Like, I know we had an idea about what we were going to do about that, but like, if we fuck it up, I will never forgive myself.
Especially because Bruce Willis just retired from acting.
Exactly.
We have to honor that. We have to honor the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Yeah, no, Die Hard is for real, like one of the greatest Christmas movies ever made. So if we don't do that right, especially because it's got Alan Rickman in it. It's, you know, it's amazing. It's such a good movie. Also, and so to fuck it up would be like, I'd have to turn in my Let's Remake a Movie badge of honor.
Have to disband the show. If we fuck that up, we would have
if
to
we fuck it
the
up,
show.
Like, we gotta die. So the other epics, like, we haven't yet done, besides The Mandalorian, we haven't done like a true Star Wars mashup. I know that your butt buddy showed up. Adam Driver showed up in Sethception. But I don't think that qualifies as a true mashup, because it was only a moment of another movie.
Also, it took place in a dream and was weed-induced. To quote one of my favorite human memes, Stephen A. Smith, Seth Rogen and his friends in our mashup of Seth Rogen and Inception did not stay off the weed.
But I think it's important to realize that we do it for a reason, insofar as, frankly, if some of us, and we're not going to name names, we're just going to think Connor very loudly in our heads, had their way, then we would probably be doing a Star Wars mashup every other episode in some capacity.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yes!
No.
Hang on now, because the fans will know this and back me up. You, in the first like 3 or 4 times we did the podcast, could not go an entire podcast without a Star Wars reference,
this
no matter what.
Like, this is
it's
accurate.
Part of our season 1 drinking game bingo card.
That is, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like because Star Wars is so iconic in its own right, like, what do you replace it with? What do you put
this
in?
This is very
there?
True.
Yeah,
so it's like the same way with like Lord of the Rings. Like, we had to replace the Avengers, which was like one of the top grossing movies of all fucking time. We had to put it in with like the Big Lebowski. We did Titanic with fucking Face Off. Like, you do it with a movie that it shouldn't be paired with.
It has to be
so
bananas.
That's the point.
It's almost like, what do you come up with that's going to be perfect? You have to have a big ensemble too, especially with Star Wars, because there's 3 generations of it. So you have to come up with like who's like. It's there's so many of them.
Well, you totally have to start with A New Hope, because that's where we all started with it. Don't do this chronological bullshit with me. My heart started with A New Hope.
Also, the first 3 are the A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi are the only ones that everybody agrees are good.
Yeah, like, because that's the ones everybody fell in love with. I mean, not including the I'm going to come back in and CGI a bunch of shit over top of it because we didn't have the budget in the 70s. We get it, George. We get it.
However, it's important to remember, because this segues nicely into this, that when it comes to a property like Star Wars, when it has all that history and all that fandom, you can never really fully make the nerds happy. You can only disappoint them a little less. So when we talk about, you know, getting it right, we have to sort of make peace with the fact that we're not going to get it right. You know, we're going to do what we can, and people can like it or they can not like it. But somebody's in some corner of the internet is still going to bitch and moan that we, you know, somehow ruin their favorite franchise, even though we're just 4 schmucks on a podcast.
Yeah, you know, and we'll talk. They'll mention how we ruined their childhood. Like, ruined their childhood.
Oh, exactly.
If we know that we're going to fuck it up, and we know that we're going to piss everybody off, then why not do it epically? Why, like, if we know the fucker's going to burn down, why not go into it knowing we're going to burn it down?
I mean, listen,
so,
I mean,
like,
it's not
no,
like,
no, hear me out, hear me out. Star Wars with Van Wilder.
What the fuck?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Ryan Reynolds, like, self-aware Deadpool style, but with Star Wars. Like, I would watch a Deadpool Star Wars mashup. Just because we know fourth wall is going to be broken. We know it's fucked up.
Oh, so it's
sort of like
Star Wars.
But it's a Han Solo type and slowly becomes a Luke type.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can kind of see something like that.
Honestly, like, I kind of just want to, like, tweet at Ryan Reynolds right now and be like, can Deadpool just do a Star Wars parody? Because, like,
Disney owns it.
Disney already owns it. If Ryan Reynolds could just, like, as Deadpool, do a voiceover commentary of A New Hope, I think that I might actually die happy. Like, I think that that's like a missing element from all of our lives. This has been the most fucked up 2 years in human history. Yeah. I mean, there's literally wars going on right now. People are still getting sick and dying. And I think that Ryan Reynolds needs to step up and be an American and do
He's
a
Canadian.
Deadpool voiceover.
Laura, you went on this like patriotic rant and then Sean just like out totally popped it. But
this is why we record our sessions now. You see?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Ryan Reynolds needs to stand up for the West. And then, like, listen, this is how we stand up to Putin by
just
having the
for
audio
humanity. Ryan Reynolds, if you're out there for humanity, step up and don your Deadpool outfit and do a voiceover commentary as Deadpool of Star Wars A New Hope, because we all need A New Hope.
Help us, Deadpool.
Leia.
You're our only hope.
Yes. I was just going to say that. Nice.
Okay. So that's a thing now.
Okay. I'm kind of on board with it. It's bananas enough to work.
Bananas.
It's got to be
bananas. Because it's self-aware. So that's what you have to do with the epics. But like other epics, wouldn't fare as well. Like, you could not stick Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool in the middle of like Lord of the Rings. Like, that would
because Star Wars is very ridiculous. I mean, like, as much as I love it, but you have like, oh, when they go to meet Han Solo, like, oh, there's this campy up tempo jazz song, the Cantina Band theme, which is one of the, which I love as a song, but it's like, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so what the hell would we pair Lord of the Rings with? Because we couldn't go that ridiculous. Like, I feel like the Lord of the Rings fandom is a little more chill.
Yeah, they don't go on because of
the long bottom leaf.
They don't, not the long bottom leaf, yeah.
They say that, but apparently there's a huge, okay, I'll posit this question to you. So we hear about, there's a Lord of the Rings television show coming up.
Amazon or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to see, because we didn't see much of him in the movie. We saw him a little bit in, flashback sequences. We didn't see a whole lot of Sauron in physical form.
That's right.
We will see him before he falls and becomes Sauron.
Yeah.
So, what we know about Sauron is he is, sort of an elfin, when he is in a physical form, he looks like an elf. What color hair does he have?
I'm going to guess from context, it's like silvery white.
Blonde?
So apparently there is a bloodbath amongst fans over this, because basically you guys have fallen neatly into the camp of like silvery blonde or jet black. And apparently this is something that, and a handful of people who say like red, like deep red. But the reason I bring this up is because the same way that people will say we ruined their childhood, people are going to say that we got the hair color for Sauron wrong.
So what's his real fucking hair color?
Nobody knows. The only description we get in the book is a single red eye.
Okay.
Of his physical. What about all of the prequels, the Silmarillion, the freaking, the long history? Whatever dorks are quoting at me. Like, where are they getting this?
Also, the one thing J.R.R. Tolkien couldn't describe is his hair color. Like, he could describe everything else. He could describe a tree for four pages.
For the record, that tree was based on C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
Just letting you know for that fun fan fact. Okay. This has been fun fan facts with Laura.
Fun facts with Laura.
The difference between the two. J.R.R. Tolkien. No, Lord of the Rings is not about World War II. Please never ask that question again. C.S. Lewis. If people don't get this is a Jesus allegory, I'm going to kill myself.
I don't get it. The lion like sacrifices himself, but then comes back from the dead. What does that sound like? Back to like the problem at hand is something as crazily epic as Lord of the Rings with like the Hobbit and the everything. What do we fucking do?
Yeah, what do we have?
I almost think that the story is too complex to mash up.
I feel like you need something that's funny, but also has a big ensemble cast where you can put in all the characters. This might be random. The Simpsons with Lord of the Rings?
I think that might actually work.
Because think about it.
Yeah.
You got all the characters.
Yeah. I really think you take two epics with a huge cast and a long canon in history and you shove them together. That works surprisingly well. Instead of Mount Doom, it's the fucking smokestack from the nuclear power plant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Bart's fucking Frodo.
Yeah.
And Lisa's Samwise because she's got all the fucking, or maybe she's Gandalf.
Yeah, I think Milhouse has to be Sam, but
Milhouse is Sam. And then you have Nelson and Ralph as Merry and Pippin or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. See, these are the things. Yeah.
Stabs the Nazgul. what else I could see in its own way? And it would be taking it entirely in a different direction, is Lord of the Rings and the X-Men.
That's more on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would be more cool.
More on the nose, yes.
Yeah,
it would definitely be a more serious Lord of the Rings as a result.
I feel like that would be more serious, whereas Simpsons would be more off the walls bananas, just up
absolutely.
Talking about what would happen.
I would be surprised if they haven't done something with the Lord of the Rings. I feel like...
I know South Park's done some Lord of the Rings.
I know South Park has done it, definitely. I know a bunch of people have. So,
Family Guy has cutaway gags, but they've only really dived into Star Wars.
Yeah,
the Family Guy the Family Guy Star Wars episodes are hilarious.
Oh, the Blue Harvest. Yeah,
those are funny.
Although I will say the cutaway gag about the figure skater Oksana Bayul sounding like something Gandalf yells at the foot of a mountain was actually pretty good.
That does sound pretty funny.
Oksana Bayul.
Oh my God. So okay, if we were doing The Simpsons though, what would the Balrog be?
Oh, that's a good
would
question.
That be the oh god who, yeah who would the Balrog be?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm I'm more concerned about the Fellowship, who the Fellowship would be.
I mean, Homer's got to be Aragorn if Bard is...
Is Bard is Frodo? Yeah.
If Bard is Frodo.
And then Barney like has to be...
Boromir.
Gimli.
Yeah. Oh. So maybe Marge is... So Marge would be Arwen.
Yep.
No, Arwen, yeah. Marge would be Arwen.
Yeah.
And then... Patty and Selma can be two elves who don't want her to marry him because then he would go to the... And then she wouldn't get to live forever.
So you're saying that Patty and Selma would be... Would collectively be... Elrond.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Ned Flanders may have to be King, what's his face, from Rohan?
Theoden?
King Theoden. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
I love the idea of Ned Flanders as Theoden. I just picture him stabbing an Uruk-hai in the face. Haddly doodly.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I think that like Principal Skinner and like the superintendent might be like some good villains and bad guys to have too.
Hang on a minute.
Who do we say would be Sauron? Would be Mr. Burns, right?
Mr. Burns, yeah.
So can Sideshow Bob be the Witch King?
Yeah.
Okay, I like Bob that. And then Smithers is one of the Nazis.
And instead of the crown, it's his hair.
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
See, okay.
But so, yes, okay. Smithers has to be Saruman.
Also, I would totally and then you have to give Kelsey Grammer, aka Sideshow Bob, a song as the Witch King as he's going into battle. Because that's just a no-brainer. I feel like that would be
man, can teach me.
So then who would Eowyn be then? Maybe Eowyn should be Lisa, because I feel like maybe...
I know man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like Lisa as Eowyn. I like Lisa as Eowyn.
Lisa as Eowyn. Yeah, and I think so. Bart and his friends, like we can like do like the teenage but Nelson, maybe Nelson is Gimli because he's like very
I like Nelson. And then I think you have Ralph and Martin as Merry and Pippin.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. And the ring is Maggie's pacifier.
No. Maggie is Gollum.
Maggie is Gollum.
And she's after the pacifier. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. That's hilarious.
And folks, what you're hearing right now is legitimately our creative process. This is all that goes into it.
None of this was planned.
So, okay. So Sean brought up something interesting to move on. Okay. So X-Men is another, like, again, it's the comics are always like, they've got so much canon and they're so epic. But
yes.
I feel like if we're going to pair like X-Men up with something, I feel like we should pair it up with something equally as ridiculous, like Fight Club, like mutant Fight Club. Like we could put Fight, but I feel like that's kind of what the X-Men movies are.
Yeah,
just
they are just mutant Fight Club.
Mutant Fight Club is basically
Mortal Kombat in some ways.
No, so Hugh Jackman is the star of X-Men, obviously, and also he is an acclaimed Broadway actor. He was Academy Award nominated for Les Mis. He's also been on the Broadway stage. X-Men the Musical.
Ooh. Oh my God. You said it and now it's out in the fucking universe and we can't take it back, Connor.
No, that's what I was going for.
I think this does lend itself in a fun way. Ex Miserable.
Oh my God.
X Men and Les Mis. I kind of want to see it.
Oh my God.
Tell me that's Holy not crap. Incredible.
Also,
do you hear the people singing the song of all X Men? Like, yes.
Look down. Look down, your claws are sticking out.
Castle on a Cloud, a whole different version if a storm is singing it.
Oh my God, yes.
Just putting it out there.
Listen, I'm all for putting things into musicals. Like, so I think X-Men the Musical, Hugh Jackman, we're getting him an Oscar, we're getting him a Tony, we're getting him everything.
And Jean Grey singing On My Own, but it's never On My Own because she's got the split personalities. Yeah, Cyclops can be Marius. Like, we can make this happen. Absolutely. Okay, so what else? What are some other epics that, like, okay, so I said Fight Club. So what the fuck could we pair Fight Club with? Like, I would love to see Fight Club paired with something ridiculous, like cartoonish, like the Muppets or something. What innocent movie could we destroy
by putting it with Fight Club? I feel like it's got to be like, it's like, I mean, maybe like this might destroy some childhoods, but it's another story of an imaginary friend, Fight Club with Calvin and Hobbes.
Ooh, Calvin and Hobbes. Do we have video evidence of Calvin and Hobbes?
No,
like,
I think Bill Watterson was always very against it.
Going off of the same Saturday morning cartoons, what about Smurf Fight Club?
Smurf Fight Club.
I was about to say the Peanuts.
I know the Peanuts gang.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm kind of less emotionally attached to Smurfs than Calvin and Hobbes. So we can have that be part of the Fight Club. I don't give a fuck if we destroy that.
Or maybe maybe it's not Fight Club. Maybe it's like okay, so I know you guys are probably you're younger than me, so you may not remember this, but there was this thing on Saturday morning called Wacky Races.
Yes.
And oh yeah.
It was all the Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters. Yeah. They all get together and like race cars. Yeah. And since we've already done Fast and Furious, we can't do that. But what if we did like Fight Club with all of these Saturday morning cartoon characters from like the great fucking people from the 80s? We got like Captain Planet's in there. And we just like WWE, like pair these people against each other and to see who would win in a fight.
Like Scooby-Doo. So, is
Scooby-Doo versus the Captain Planet guys, the Smurfs versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
okay.
Power Rangers versus the Babysitters Club. Like,
oh, I would pay so much money to see that.
Right? So, like, okay, so other Saturday morning cartoons, like you said Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
What else? There's so many. There's like
Tom the Smurfs could fight the Snorks.
Fraggle Rock versus what's another one from that era?
Is essentially if the Saturday morning cartoons fought their ripoffs. So the Smurfs could fight the Snorks.
Pokemon fight
Scooby
Digimon.
And the gang could fight Shmoo and the gang.
Yeah.
What was the one with the sharks? The shark
Jabberjaw.
Gang. Jabberjaw. That's the Hanna-Barbera ripoff of
Jabberjaw against the street sharks.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right. So yeah, the Ghostbusters cartoon versus there were so many
cartoons.
Rainbow Bright versus
Strawberry Shortcake.
Rainbow Bright versus Strawberry Shortcake. The entire place smells like cupcakes and rainbows. when it's done, we could pair them off together.
Okay, so are you guys both familiar with Mario Kart?
Yes.
Okay, so Mario Kart. But it's a bunch of famous movie characters with cars and they're all racing together.
Love it. So you take like the Fast and the Furious franchises in one car.
James Bond and Aston Martin.
Danny Zuko and his T-Bird.
And you have Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock stuck in a bus.
In the bus.
Yes.
The Dukes of Hazzard and the General Lee.
Yeah. Dean and Sam Winchester in the Impala.
Yes. Scooby and the gang in the Mystery Machine.
The Batmobile, you got to have Batmobile. The Christian. Mm-hmm. I vote we go with either the Christian Bale or Robert Pattinson Batmobiles because those are the most intense.
No, you got to go Tim Burton flaming Batman, like looks like a Corvette body had sex with a bat. Like that's the iconic Adam West look, but on like cocaine, like so much cocaine.
Okay, but we can do that. But if it's do we have its theme song be the Danny Elfman theme from that movie, or do we go with the Adam West?
Adam West, man, this is like Wacky Races, but with like famous car movies. Like we have to do, it's campy as shit.
Okay, so we'll go with Adam West theme for that one. Okay. So Mario Kart with the famous cars.
The DeLorean.
The DeLorean from Back to the Future. Do we also do like the pizza bus from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Because the Ghostbusters in Ecto-1.
Yeah.
You can have that one there.
And the Death Bus from Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, you know what? Sean, this is not your favorite movie, but we got to have the thing from Mad Max Fury Road where the guy has the flamethrower.
Oh, with the Doof Warrior,
The guy with the flaming guitar, on the front of the fucking, maybe he like starts the race off. Like he's the pace car, as they call it.
It's almost it's like the Kentucky Derby with the horn, but instead it's that.
Yeah. So we could totally do like Wacky Races, but with like car franchisees. But everybody only gets one, so we don't get like every single Fast and the Furious car out there. I'm not having The Rock passes to fucking Vin Diesel, who passes to Letty, who passes to a dead version of CGI Mark. Like I'm not having it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Cool. All right. So that takes care of a lot. I feel like we are missing an element of rom-com though. Like we've talked a lot about action flicks and epics. What about like a ridiculous rom-com that we can fuck up? So what?
I don't know if this is ridiculous, but Love Actually is delightful and it's got a big cast.
You know, I was also thinking about Love Actually because when we were talking about Die Hard and things like that, and how if you watch one right after the other, you see Alan Rickman get punished for what he did to Emma
Thompson. Yes.
But I do think Love Actually, with its massive cast and all of the connections they have to one another, which is a conceit I just love.
Yeah.
And I say that sincerely with no irony.
Well, it actually is wonderful. I love it. I love it so much.
That, I think that would be a perfect place to do it.
What you could do is you could have Love Actually, but it's characters that they played in other movies. Each of those actors, like you have Alan Rickman's character from Die Hard, you could have Liam Neeson, either the Taken Liam Neeson or the Jedi Liam Neeson, Qui-Gon, or the Batman's mentor Liam Neeson. You could have Hugh Grant from one of his rom-com movies. Laura, you have a
Thomas Brody Sangster as Sir Paul McCartney.
Hear me out. Okay, so like when something pops into my head and my brain says this weird thing, I have to say it out loud or else it festers in there.
Go.
What if we paired Love Actually with Armageddon and like the world, no, the world is ending, and so all of these people who were kind of connected are now going to be connected because someone from each one of the pairs has to like go on this mission to save the world or something.
I kind of like we should legit do that as an episode.
Love actually in Armageddon.
Yeah.
Like love is actually all around. No, this asteroid is.
So do we so
Armageddon actually.
Armageddon actually.
So, Laura, at that point, do I have to do a rewritten version of I Don't Want to Miss a Thing as the song at the end?
Yes. Okay. You absolutely do.
I'm fine with that.
I'll sing it for you, Connor. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, because I can't hit those Steven Tyler high notes. I mean, he's a great singer.
I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But
so the one of the rom-coms I would love to like fuck up or mess with. I've got two. The one of them is kind of a rom-com. So I have, hand to God, never seen the following two movies. I have never seen The Notebook. And I have never seen Twilight.
I haven't either.
So I would love to fuck Twilight up so bad that I actually like it.
You don't need to. They already did. Oh!
He'll be here all week.
So like either I have to watch The Notebook and then we have to like make it funny because I've never seen it. So I don't understand any of its premises except for that. It's sad and romantic and sappy. Or
it's like an Adam Sandler movie or some shit.
Yeah. Or we'd have like, like what's the golf one? We'll do the golf one.
Happy Gilmore
and fucking The Notebook or something. Or Silver Linings Playbook and we match it up with The Notebook or something. Silver Linings Notebook.
Silver Linings Notebook.
I would love to fuck up Twilight. I would love to pair Twilight with like a vampire hunting movie, but
Twilight mixed with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
I was gonna say Twilight, but like 30 Days of Night, where it's like the really dark and gritty vampires.
I kind of want to do Twilight with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter because Abe Lincoln hunting the vampires in that universe feel like it's got a lot of
fun. That's a fun movie.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's funny, I saw the opening weekend that Dark Knight came out.
Why did you watch that instead of Dark Knight?
What? It was sold out.
Did you at least see
Dark Knight Rises?
I've seen all of them, but I just
oh
I
thank God okay good
they, yeah
okay good.
So we're not going to pair Twilight with Blade.
I feel like that's a layup.
I just want to see
Twilight and Van Helsing.
Right. What's something else that like we could really fuck Twilight up with that has nothing to do with vampires? Like, I feel like it's there's something out there so ridiculous.
I mean, we could do Twilight with Deadpool, where Deadpool's just talking shit about Twilight the entire time.
We could. So, but that's gotta be.
Hear me out here, because it would defeat the whole purpose of Twilight. So, have you heard of it? Was a horror film, so I know that's not necessarily either of yours forte. But it's called It Follows.
I've heard of it. I've not seen it.
So, Laura, have you seen this?
Yes. It's awful. It's so creepy.
Well, because the whole thing about It Follows is that essentially it's the whole thing is a very thin allegory for like an STD. So essentially, this demon hunts you until you pass it on to somebody else by having sex with them. So the thing about this is essentially once it kills that person, then it goes back to you. So, you know, the whole thing is you have to keep passing it on to basically buy yourself more time.
So it's like the whole thing about Twilight is,
gee, I really want to be with you. Then, they keep passing this killer thing off between one another.
I just picture the Hootie and the Blowfish song, Only Want to Be With You, playing as like this thing gets transferred between people.
We could also try to make it wholesome by pairing it with 16 candles.
Yes, I was going to say, or make it like, As directed by John Hughes.
As directed by John Hughes, yeah.
John Hughes directing a horror movie, but it's secretly wholesome at the end, kind of sounds wonderful.
Or like Wes Anderson, so it's all bright and colorful.
And with like obscure indie rock songs and Bill Murray's in it.
If we did a Wes Anderson flick, we should do something really fucked up to like make it wholesome, like It, like, and make it a Wes Anderson flick. Like
Wes Anderson directing a horror movie. SNL did this, to be fair. They did this.
Did parody. They really?
Yeah. It's called So I think Ed Norton hosted. He played Owen Wilson. It was fucking hilarious. But basically it's called like the Midnight Coterie of the Sinister Intruders. Like they had Alec Baldwin narrating it. It was like horror movie, but played with like all of his tropes where everything's symmetrical, everything looks very prim and proper. And like the color scheme is very vibrant. It's really, really funny. But yeah, basically they got to it before us. Damn them.
What
damn
you could also do is sort of because a lot of Wes Anderson stuff is really bright and colorful, but also some of it is also pretty dark and twisted. So if you took a wholesome family and put them in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay.
That could also be compelling.
Oh, what we could do like the Brady Bunch, but in the Royal Tenenbaums.
like the Brady Bunch or Leave It to Beaver or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. We could take the Royal Bradys.
I love it.
The Royal Brady's.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
That's
you know, speaking of like some of the like, more classic like Leave It to Beaver stuff, like we have an opportunity. We have a lot of classic movies that I know are sacred, such as Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, you know, these very classic storylines.
It's a wonderful life.
Well, okay, but also like ridiculous Meatballs ones
part
like
two.
Did we pair something with Weekend at Bernie's? I feel like we
have
something.
Not.
I think we've discussed it, but we have not done it.
We have not. We're at season three, and we still have not introduced a corpse comedy into the
corpse comedy. More corpse comedy. So, Weekend at Bernie's. What the fuck could we pair with that? Because
an idea. It's an exceedingly poor taste, though.
That's kind of what we excel in, though.
No, okay. This is like get us canceled poor taste, though.
Sean, why is it always you? God damn it.
All right. Okay,
text it to me later, though.
Text it to the group. Okay. So, Laura, are you okay with me including another Star Wars reference and potentially Weekend at Bernie's? So I think it's got potential.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What you got? What you got?
Okay. So, Weekend at Bernie's, but it's Palpatine, but then he comes to life and that I halfway through the movie.
Oh, you know, I feel like that could just be like a side thing of like a couple of like leftover Siths still loyal to the Empire trying to weaken at Bernie's the Emperor until
and then we explain how he comes back to life because they never did it in the movie.
Oh my God. He just got really fucked up and then his spirit like inhabited a clone or some shit. I don't know.
I drank too many IPAs and then I died, but I've woken from my hangover and I want the galaxy to be mine.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's funny.
How was that impression? Was that impression good? Because I might incorporate
it. It's all right.
All right, I could use
so speaking of galaxies and classic movies, what about like E.T. or like Close Encounters or like, did we do Jaws? I can't remember if we did Jaws.
We haven't done Jaws. I think again, it's another one we've talked about, but I think E.T. if we were going to mash it up with something, we need to do it with like a Signs, like a vicious alien kind of thing, or like, we've done Alien, but if it were, you know, the Xenomorph or something.
Yeah. E.T. with the Xenomorph from Alien would be messed up.
E.T. versus Predator.
E.T. versus
Predator. We want to save Predator in Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. That's
or something like that.
I did text you the cancelable idea, by the way.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Messed up.
I'm going to react in real time now. Hang on. Let's see.
I read it. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
Oh, shit.
We're glad you're
going to say that. I don't want to say that out loud.
Yeah. Hey, audience, you will never get to see the thing that Sean sent us.
Nope, never. If we're pairing E.T. up with something now, I was like, okay, so like E.T. or like Lilo and Stitch, because they're basically the same fucking movie.
Yeah, basically.
And trying to pair that up with something, we could go that route. We could also do more Disney-ish stuff and pair Disney with like, we did the Disney princesses as Ocean's 8.
Which was
okay, but it's really complex because there's so many storylines to make fun of at the same time.
There's a lot of things
we
had to weave in there.
But like we could mash up like Aquaman with like Cinderella or something. Like we could Aquaman, like ridiculous.
No, I mean we could have Aquaman and the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, but Aquaman is basically the Little Mermaid. It's literally the girl that everybody hates, Amber Heard, looks like Ariel. She's wearing green and purple, and she's got fucking red ass hair. She's literally the Little Mermaid, and I hate her.
Hear me out, whatever. Mulan with G.I. Jane. Ow!
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Oh my god.
John, keep my wife's name.
Oh my god.
I didn't say anything about Emma Stone.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. The joke there for the uninitiated is that
oh my god,
crush on Emma Stone when I was a child or when I was in like college or whatever.
I was gonna say you child, right you were well now. Into your 20s.
Yeah, you have a crush on her right now, Finnerty.
But she's married with a kid. I like
so goals. What? Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Oh my god.
How do you think Brad Pitt's relationships start?
Celebrity commentary brought to you by someone who doesn't read People magazine anymore.
How do you think Jada Pinkett Smith's entanglement start? Ow!
Oh, I'm not going to say the Will Smith line again.
Didn't she do Jason Momoa? I don't know. Speaking of Jason Momoa.
For a hot second, maybe. Zoe Kravitz?
Did we haven't mashed up Game of Thrones yet, have we?
We have not. That's I feel like there's so much of it. We're gonna miss something. Somebody's gonna get pissed. It seems like a headache.
Right.
Let's see. What else haven't we done?
I think Game of Thrones would be a good one to do if we're gonna go big. I think Game of Thrones will lend itself well to something like The Godfather.
No, because I think we had talked we had talked about something else with The Godfather that I think works a lot better that I actually want to do as an episode.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember what it is. So
I remember what it is, and I think, and not only do I remember what it is, I have a melody for a song that we would use that ties directly in with this with a key catchphrase.
Excellent!
We would mash it up with.
If we're gonna do Game of Thrones, what I think is we should pluck some people out of Game of Thrones into something else. So like pluck just the Starks. Yeah. And shove them into something like Leave It to Beaver or like a whole family
the
thing.
The Starks in a 70s family sitcom.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the Starks instead with the Brady Bunch instead. Yeah. Like, or something like that.
Game of Thrones and Modern Family. Like the different like
oh my god,
are like the different modern families.
You could also reverse it and do Game of Thrones and Pleasantville.
Oh man.
You know, normal people into the Starks or the Lannisters.
That's you could also crazy. Have the character. You could also have the cast of Modern Family in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I feel like that. I feel like that could work just as well.
That may be funny. You've got to. Yeah, there's some potential there because there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Problem is that Modern Family again as a sitcom has like a lot of.
There's a lot. There's like so much homework we'd have to do. There's so much.
So like, would Sofia Vergara have to be Cersei? Like you know.
I feel like that could work.
Oh, that'd be
awesome. You know.
That'd be kind of right? work. Yeah.
Ugh. But anyway, so this has been an excellent brainstorming session. I think that we're going to wrap it up for tonight because we don't burn out our brains with all of the movie references and leave some in the till for next time.
Yeah, we actually want to keep some for the main episodes, but this was fun. If you ever wondered how we come up with our episode ideas, it's kind of how it happens.
Yeah, and if you as a fan heard anything on here that you're like, oh my god, please effing do that. My life needs to be made by you doing that. Get in the comments. Email us. Let us know. We take fan recommendations.
Comment on our social media. Share with your friends. See if you guys would like to do it.
Tell us what you would want to like burn your ears off if you heard. And please don't ever do that.
What do you want to hear us do? But yeah, this was a bonus episode of Let's Remake a Movie. It was a bit more relaxed.
We hope you feel appropriately bonused.
Dear God.
Yes.
All right. Love it. Well, you got to hear us laugh and kind of come up with things in real time. And I think some of these might actually be episodes down the road. But thanks
for listening. Only time can tell.
Indeed. But thanks so much for listening to this bonus episode of Let's Remake a Movie. Hope to see you next time.
Connor, play us out.